News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A Central Bureau of Investigation court in Haryana's Panchkula on Monday sentenced Dera Sacha Sauda chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim, who was earlier convicted of conspiring to murder his former manager Ranjit Singh in 2002, to life imprisonment. Along with Ram Rahim, the court also sentenced four others, Jasbir Singh, Sabdil Singh, Krishan Lal and Inder Sen, to life imprisonment. On October 8, Special CBI Judge Panchkula, Dr. Sushil Kumar Garg, had held Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, Jasbir Singh, Sabdil Singh, Krishan Lal and Inder Sen guilty of Ranjit Singh's murder under Sections 302 and 120B of the Indian Penal Code. Jasbir Singh, Krishan Lal and Inder Sen were also convicted under the Arms Act. The letter, which Ranjit Singh had circulated, was also published by Sirsa-based journalist Ram Chandra Chhatrapati, who too got killed subsequently. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh has already been convicted of the journalist's murder. According to the CBI charge sheet, Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh had suspected his disciple Ranjit Singh of circulating an anonymous letter accusing the Dera chief of sexually exploiting women disciples inside the camp. Ranjit was murdered on July 2, 2002 in the Kurukshetra district of Haryana. An FIR under murder and criminal conspiracy charges was filed at the Thanesar police station. The High Court ordered a CBI inquiry in 2003. CBI filed its charge sheet against the Dera chief and others in 2007. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh is already serving jail time of 20 years for raping his women followers inside the Dera camp in Sirsa. In August 2017, he was convicted of raping two sadhvis. Soon after, he was held guilty. The Dera chief's followers went on a rampage in Panchkula and other parts of Haryana, leading to the death of 36 people and injuries to over 400. However, no one has been held guilty for the violence yet. A group of BJP MPs from West Bengal will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the national capital this month to raise serious concern over the safety and security of Hindus in Bangladesh. The decision to meet the Prime Minister was taken following a series of clashes and vandalism of Hindu temples during the Durga Puja festival over alleged blasphemy in the Chittagong division in Bangladesh. It is believed that at least six persons were killed, including devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, or ISKCON. Trouble first started in Komilai in the Chittagong division of Bangladesh on October 13, and then it spread to other parts of the country, including Pheni, which is a part of Greater Noakhali. Speaking to News18.com, BJP State Vice President Pratap Banerjee said, "We strongly condemned the attack on Hindus and vandalism of Hindu temples in Bangladesh. The situation is alarming and this matter needs to be raised through diplomatic channels. Therefore, a team of BJP MPs from West Bengal is going to meet our Prime Minister Narendra Modi this month for his intervention in the matter." Hinting at TMC's appeasement politics, he said, "What is most surprising is our Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and her party leaders are mum over the atrocities on Hindus in Bangladesh. This is very surprising. They are quiet because of vote bank politics. Mamata Banerjee is very much vocal on issues related to Uttar Pradesh and Gujarat, but it is sad that there is not a single statement from her on the atrocities on our Hindu brothers and sisters' attack on Hindu temples in Bangladesh." Meanwhile, on Monday, the West Bengal BJP workers and party leaders organized protest rallies across the state against the attacks. BJP State General Secretary Sayantan Basu, who organized a protest rally in the Salt Lake area, called for Hindu unity against the evil forces who attacked the Hindu temples and killed people belonging to the minority community in Bangladesh. Similar protest rallies were also organized in Alipurduar, North Dinajpur, Murshidabad, Nadia, Bankura, Howrah, Hooghly, Bardwan, where party leaders like Chandana Bauri, Raju Banerjee, Manoj Tigga, Ritesh Tiwari were present and demanded immediate action against the perpetrators. The ruling party leaders, however, alleged that the BJP is trying to highlight the issue to get some mileage, considering the by-polls in the four remaining assembly seats in Bengal, which includes Dinhata in Kuch Bihar, Shantipur in Nadia, Kharda in North 24 Parganas, and Goshaba in South 24 Parganas. The by-polls on these seats will be held on October 30, while counting is scheduled on November 2. Former US President Donald Trump on Monday sought to block the release of documents related to the January 6 insurrection to the Congressional Committee investigating the attack, challenging the decision of President Joe Biden. In a federal lawsuit, Trump said the committee request was almost limitless in scope and sought records with no reasonable connection to that day. He alleged the committee is seeking potentially millions of presidential records that he asserts are covered by a broad range of privileges, including those that cover presidential communications and conversations between lawyers and a client. The committee's request was a vexatious illegal fishing expedition, unprecedented in scope and untethered from any legitimate legislative purpose, the lawsuit said. The lawsuit takes aim at the core oversight functions of Congress, saying the records being sought by lawmakers are not for legitimate legislative purposes, and the committee does not have the powers of a law enforcement agency. It seeks an injunction to bar the archivist from producing them. Biden has said he would not block the release to the committee because the January 6 attack was such an unprecedented event that executive privilege should not factor in. Lawmakers are seeking the documents as part of its investigation into how a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building on January 6 in an effort to halt the certification of Biden's win. The committee demanded a broad range of executive branch papers related to intelligence gathered before the attack, security preparations during and before the siege, the pro-Trump rallies held that day, and Trump's false claims that he won the election, among other matters. Trump's lawsuit says the boundless requests included over 50 individual requests for documents and information, and mentioned more than 30 individuals, including those working inside and outside government. The suit says the request could include conversations with or about foreign leaders, attorney work product, the most sensitive of national security secrets, along with any and all privileged communications among a pool of potentially hundreds of people. The lawsuit was filed by Jesse Binol, an attorney based in Alexandria, Virginia, who represented Trump in an unsuccessful lawsuit late last year seeking to overturn Biden's victory in Nevada. Trump and his allies have continued to make baseless claims about voter fraud in the 2020 election. And Facebook said it plans to hire 10,000 workers in the European Union over the next 5 years to work on a new computing platform that promises to connect people virtually, but could raise concerns about privacy and the social platform gaining more control over people's online lives. The company said in a blog post on Sunday that those high-skilled workers will help build the metaverse, a futuristic notion for connecting online that uses augmented and virtual reality. Facebook executives have been touting the metaverse as the next big thing after the mobile internet, though their track record is spotty on predicting future trends. Expectations that CEO Mark Zuckerberg made 4 years ago of taking virtual vacations with faraway loved ones via a headset or using a smartphone camera to improve an apartment virtually have not materialized so far. The company also is contending with antitrust crackdowns, the testimony of whistleblowing former employees, and concerns about how it handles vaccine-related and political misinformation. As we begin the journey of bringing the metaverse to life, the need for highly specialized engineers is one of Facebook's most pressing priorities, according to the blog post from Nick Clegg, Vice President of Global Affairs, and Xavier Olivan, Vice President of Central Products. Facebook's recruiters are targeting Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Poland, the Netherlands, and Ireland for the hiring drive. The company, as of June, reported having more than 63,000 employees worldwide, up 21% from the same time last year. The metaverse essentially is a massive virtual world that can be accessed in real time by millions of people using avatars who can use it to hold virtual meetings or buy virtual land and clothing or other digital assets, often paying with cryptocurrencies. The social network isn't the only one working on the metaverse, and Facebook acknowledged that no single company will own and operate it. Other players include Fortnite maker Epic Games, which has raised $1 billion from investors to help with its long-term plans for building the metaverse. There's not going to be specific metaverses to specific companies. There's only going to be one metaverse, said Tuong Nguyen, an analyst who tracks immersive technologies for research firm Gartner. But there are concerns Facebook and a handful of other Silicon Valley giants would end up monopolizing the metaverse and use it to collect and profit from personal data, mirroring the situation now with the internet. Facebook last month announced a $50 million investment to fund global research and partnerships with civil rights groups, nonprofits, governments, and universities to develop products responsibly for the metaverse. But the company added that it would probably take 10 to 15 years to fully realize many of those products. The term metaverse was coined by writer Neal Stephenson for his 1992 science fiction novel Snow Crash, but has recently found new life in the tech business world as startups and tech giants try to stake their claim on an emerging trend. Some of that involves a little bit of metaverse washing, or applying the term to existing initiatives in augmented reality and other technologies to take advantage of the hype around it, Nguyen said. It will help raise their profile, at least for the moment, as one of the leaders in metaverse initiatives, he said of Facebook's latest push. But like any big technology trend, there will be competing ideas and competing standards. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.